Live from the Fox Studios on Clarendon Street with Melbourne's own. Here we go.
We're talking about arguments. So an Oxford professor, he's well educated and he has decided, or he's done some research, I imagine. It was a far too long article. I'm not going to read all of his research. But apparently the best time to argue with anyone, whether it's your partner, your flatmate, your family members, is over breakfast. That's when the brains are finely tuned and maybe there's an energy that's not there at the end of the day when you're tired, exhausted, frustrated. So we just said, well, I guess a lot of people that might be mid-argument with somebody in their life, they're not with them right now because they're on the way to work, on the way to school, on the way to the gym. So why don't you bring the argument here and we'll try to work it out. We've got Sonia from Coburg North. Hi, Son.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Son. Who are you having an argument, a tiff with?
Oh, I'm fighting with my husband at the moment. We've got two daughters that are turning into teenagers and it's time for me to have those sort of talks with them.
Yep.
And my husband's like Hitler. He just controls everything. He doesn't want me to say anything. He's freaking out. And we've been brawling for weeks.
What's your husband's name?
His name's Paul.
Okay. Paul. Well, Paul. Paul's not here, so we'll speak. We'll take your side, obviously. But now, so... Let's think
about
this. Well,
I've got teenage daughters.
Yeah, Feb, you're well placed to speak about this.
You need to have the chat.
You need to have the chat. It's a mother's job, right?
Yeah, it's not the. I never had the chat with any of my daughters. I think it's up to Alex. And if they want to come to you, to the father, then you let them come to the dad. But it's no place of mine to be telling my girls anything to do with boys or. But then if they want to speak to me, they can.
So, just to help out the actual argument bit, so that's what we're trying. We want to get that tension out of your life. How about this for an approach? You just speak to your daughters, but you don't tell Paul. So
that's not going to work.
That's
going to make it worse.
Because as soon as I mention the word about anything, he cracks open a beer and he starts pacing.
So we just take that element out by not telling Paul anything.
Yeah, well, that works too. But the problem is I don't let things go and I talk at night until he falls asleep.
No, I just think you should sit down with your daughters and say, because they probably wouldn't feel comfortable with Paul sitting there, because I know my daughters and my daughters love me and I get along with them really well. But when they're talking about that stuff, I'm pretty sure they don't want their dad there.
The problem is Paul doesn't want Sonia to do that. And Sonia's doing the right thing by being open and honest, whereas I'd be a bit shifty in this situation and just
What I'm saying, Boxy, is all sit down and say it, and then Sonia says to the girls, "Now, do you want Dad here?" And they'll go, "No," and then the dad will be like,
"Paul doesn't even want to sit there. Paul's not even coming to the party. He's having nothing to do with this.
Paul needs to grow up."
Whoa,
Sonia, I reckon, Sonia,
can you guys call him? You can tell him to back off.
Yeah. Well, tell him. You just tell the girls what you need to tell the girls, Sonia, and then give Paul a slab and say, "You'll never guess what I did, but you're about
Load
to
up
be
his lab
pacing
account.
A lot."
Hey, Son, we're going to put you on hold. You just give Leon Paul's number and we'll try and call him. If he's listening, he might not want to answer.
And then we'll tell Paul
you,
to
Sonia.
Say what he wants.
Kate from Emerald. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Kate. Now, you're similarly having a fight with your hubby right now.
Maybe just a little one, yes.
What's going on?
Well, on Sunday, Mother's Day, which is supposedly my day, I did pretty much the heavy lifting. In my view, I went and got his mum for him. I took her to the cemetery. I got lunch organised. I cooked meals. I let him go to bed and have a sleep. And then after dinner, I'd sort of just had enough. I thought, you know what, he could have just maybe jumped up after dinner and said, "You know what, it's your day. You jump on the couch and I'll pack everything away." But no. He jumped up and went to the couch.
Oh, wow. Hey, sounds like a real ripper.
He's had a mare there.
So I cracked it and then he cracked it with me for cracking it. And then it goes on, and then last night he raised it again, and that it was my fault.
Oh, no.
He's going back.
What is he doing? He was in the clear.
Mate, you just wait for Father's Day and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so then, of course, we both went to bed really grumpy, and then, of course, I've gone off to work grumpy today. So,
great. Because I was going to say, first of all, I thought, you've hung on to it for 3 days, but he's revisited it, and he's still annoyed that you did everything on Mother's Day.
No, it's fine. I'll just get over it. It's fine.
Who cooks?
Me. I'm
mate, don't cook him dinner tonight.
Yeah, Kate.
No cooking.
Seriously, put your foot down. Don't cook. Don't cook.
I agree. No, Kate, and not just no cooking, do nothing. I think you get home this afternoon and get on the couch.
Don't wash your clothes. Yep.
Get on the couch. This is great.
Okay. All right. I like this.
You have the power. I mean, what's your husband's name?
It's John.
I mean, John is definitely wrong. There is no two ways about this. I don't think anyone's on Team John here. Yeah. You've got all the cards here, and now you must play them.
I don't know how that's going to pan out, but we'll see how it goes.
Boxy, when he gets home and says, oh, what's for dinner? And you go, oh, I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm tired because on Mother's Day, I did everything.
And I did stuff for your mum.
Yeah, and so I'm tired.
Kicker. Yeah. Oh, Kate. Look, and you can always come and live with me because you sound lovely.
Got a massive house.
Fifi, Bev and Nick.
Yes, there is no one nicer in the industry than the woman who has graced us with her presence in the studio, Jess Malloy.
I'm just jamming. I'm just jamming now, now.
Well, you know what? You should be jamming because your new song, Automatic, we're going to play it in the next few minutes.
Oh, yes! Jess!
Babe, pump the gas in.
Yo. You have smashed it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Can you just sing the rest of the songs for us today?
I could do this all day.
You're just killing it.
Thank
I mean,
you,
every the voice, you are absolutely starring, smashing it.
Yeah, like it's been so insane, obviously, to take, be in the red chair, first of all, and be that coach and, give wisdom as much as I can, experience to a lot of these artists that are just, they're braving it, really. They're coming on and they're really switching up their style. And although that, they may not sing R&B or soul, they'll give it a go. So it's nice to be able to sit there and watch them, be that sponge and take it all in and use that. Yeah.
I find, I love The Voice. I'm a voice tragic. I watch it every day with my wife. And you and Rita are the best. You're so funny. You make the show. Then you got your two little outsiders in.
You know, and that's natural, eh? It's so genuine. Two little outsiders.
Sidekicks.
Two little wingmen out there.
Yes, outside kicks.
Little Robins and the Batmans.
Your little handbags out the side there.
Honestly, it does feel a little bit like that with me and Rita. It's genuine. Like we love the same music. Like I remember when I first met her, like we're going through, who we are and our background, and she started playing this playlist and I was like, yo, I know every song. And she's like, oh my God, we have like this is our thing in common. Oh my gosh, we're gonna get along. And from that day, from the first obviously season of The Voice, we just locked. Like
you both
like
got so
we
much
knew each
energy.
Other for a long time, you know?
It's like you press the button, she presses the button. It's like there's not many times where you didn't press the button. It was like you just went at each other.
It's commonness, hey? Like, honestly, we just have a lot of things in common, which is pretty mad, but fun, like girl power on that stage. And you've got Keith on the inside, got Guy there.
The handbags.
But no, it's been fully like watching the artists come through it and watching them transform.
Where do you find these people? Every year. They're like
every
phenomenal.
Year, it gets like bigger and better. And honestly, like sometimes I sit there and feel like overwhelmed, but I think more so just like, wow, like I shouldn't even be giving you wisdom because you already know it, I'm going to sit back and be a cheerleader and just encourage you,
Which is what you do so well.
Sometimes.
We are celebrating new music too for you, which is exciting to be back. Even on the promo trail, talking about new music, because the last few years we were just saying off air, so tough, radio, creating new music,
that's
releasing
it.
New music.
Yeah, I guess, I think the perks of it too was I was able to still create music in my little studio at home. So I was still writing, I was still creating, playing the piano and just recording things on my phone and writing things, in my little notes and... I felt I was still, being able to work and create something so that, eventually we could go out and perform. And, Glow was one of those, that magic. Automatic is that magic for me. Automatic is like, If I could describe it, it's totally about in all aspects of your life, like taking control, you know. And I just feel like I'm at a place where I feel like I've got
you do
stuff together. You know what I mean?
Have. Everything's in line.
By the way,
aligning.
You making music at your house, I could think of nothing worse than a neighbour singing, but it'd be great if it was you. I've got a neighbour trying to learn the bagpipes and I'm calling the cops. It has
sometimes
to stop.
I feel like the bagpipes, though. Like, I always feel like sometimes I'm like, I wonder what they're thinking. I'm sure they're like, thinking, just can you please shut up?
No,
you know
they're telling all their friends. Jess Malvoy lives next door.
Secret concert.
Hang their head over the fence.
The door's open.
That one's a hit. Yeah. That one's a hit.
Right. Taking calls.
Spin their chairs around.
Yep.
Everyone's waiting. We will put Automatic on the airwaves in minutes. But first, we're going to play a fun game with you, Jess. This is the first time we've done it on the show, and we've been waiting for the right guest, and we thought this. You will love it.
I think
you will excel at it.
Okay.
It's a little game we call Let's Get Lyrical.
Let's get lyrical. Get them all, it's a miracle. Let's get lyrical.
Now, what do you think of Leon's voice? That was our producer, DJ Sher.
Was that you?
That's
wow,
Leon.
No, pretty good.
Me, all me.
That's good. You had a little bit of like vibrato in there, you know.
Didn't quite hit your licks.
Licks, yeah. Vocal terms.
Here's how the game works, Jess.
Yes.
We're going to give you a word.
Okay.
And you have 5 seconds. There'll even be a clock.
5 seconds.
To think of a song that has that word in the lyrics.
All right, I'm going to take my.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, hello.
Business.
This is, we are on.
This is good.
I was going to wear that today. Maybe I didn't. Very embarrassing.
Green on green.
Okay, so do we have a clock ready? Because it's 5 seconds.
Good
it's going
to go
fast, Jess, but I reckon you are good for this. All okay. Right. Can you think, Jess Malvoy, of a song that has the word mountain in it?
Oh, my God.
10 seconds.
No.
Ain't no mountain high.
Oh, my gosh, I love that song. My goodness. Look, the pressure is real.
Wow.
The pressure is intense.
Okay, I wasn't turning my chair.
Okay, I've got another one.
Okay, I got this.
Hey, Fee, say automatic.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
I got this. All right.
Okay, you've got this. Come on, Jess.
Right.
Should we make it 10 seconds? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, make it 10.
Let's make all it right, 10. Here we go. You got 10 seconds, Jess. Can you think of a song with the lyric world?
If I could change the world, I'd do one for my life. Oh, is that the word?
Yeah.
What's it called? If I could change the world, I would be a sunlight in your universe. Is that it? You want to take my love? Yeah.
Change the world.
Yeah,
change
Clapton.
The world. Yeah, Eric Clapton.
That's him. That is great. Okay,
oh
you're back on the board.
Okay.
Here's another one.
Oh, gosh, that was too long.
Can you think of a song with the word
too intense.
Tonight?
Oh my god, tonight.
I'm in love with you tonight. Give me everything tonight.
Too much.
Bit of Pitbull.
No, I lost that one. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to get you back in it. I'll get you back in it. I reckon this one's an easier one. Here we go. You've got this, Jess. Can you think of a song? Poor Jess Malvoy, we've broken you.
Gosh.
Put the jacket back on, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm up near the coat.
Can you think of a song with a lyric, stop?
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Spice Girls, yes.
Now this one, you just need one more to win.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you're hanging the balance here. There's a lot on this. Jess Malvoy.
Okay.
Here we go. Ending on a toughie.
Oh, no.
Can you think of a song with the lyric automatic in it?
Automatic. Hands free, babe. Jessica Malvoy.
Creepy Feather Nick. We're talking about local legends in the suburbs of Melbourne. And I'm hearing about more and more. The Lady of Lilydale, Carrot Man in... in Collingwood, Fitzroy in the CBD. The phones are melting down. Daniel from Rosebud. Oh, no, he's gone. Where'd he go?
He's back. Here he is.
Maybe he is.
Daniel,
the
hi.
Hi.
Hey, Daniel. Hi. Do you know about a local legend?
Yeah, I used to work at South End Shopping Centre. I served Bev a few times.
What store, just out of interest? Where is Fev Shopping?
No, it was actually at the cinemas. Oh, I work in the Gold Class there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, welcome. I know who you're going to talk about here. I bet you I know who you're talking about.
It's the headphones guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Running up and down all through the shopping centre.
What?
Headphone this guy, guy, Boxy. So this guy, he's a young fella. He's got a backpack on, headphones like I've got on now, and he just walks around Southland listening to music all day and at a pace, like boom, boom, just up and down, and he's there every day,
wow,
all day.
Just keeping the vibe going.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Mm.
That's great. I like that. That's a motivated local legend.
Yeah. He just gets around Southland. I don't know what he
With
does.
With big over-the-ear headphones on.
Yeah, and a backpack, and pace, like the pace is, it's like he's walking for Australia. You know, wow, like the walkers? Yeah.
Yep. Right, okay, good one. Yeah. Hey, Josiah, what was the one you mentioned in Shepparton?
Yeah, I lived in Shep for a couple of years. There was a bloke called Noir. He used to dress up in all black, and at the end of a night, he'd come out of the bars and clubs. He'd escort, like, the girls and make sure they're safe to their cabs and that sort
and
of stuff.
He was dressed up in black?
Yeah, he called himself
Batman?
Noir. Yeah, he had a full mask. You didn't know what he looked like. He was, like, he's this mysterious guy.
Noir man in Shepparton.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
The exact person I'd avoid going to a cab, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in a mask. Let me take you to your cab. I'm all right, champ. I'll wait here.
Kirsty in Croydon Hills. Hi, Kirst.
Hello.
Hi. Is there a local legend in Croydon Hills?
There is. It is the Spider-Man who goes fittingly as Peter Parker. He started in COVID, actually, to help out the kids and just bring a bit of light to the area.
Yeah.
So he runs around and does his exercise in a Spider-Man costume.
That is very cool. Does anyone know who he is?
I'm not sure, actually, because he's got his own Facebook page and, you know, everyone honks at him and waves, but I don't think I've ever seen him without his Spider-Man costume, so I can't actually say.
Because it's a commitment to the mask if you're exercising. Like,
commitment.
There we go. Oh, I like that, though.
Remember we found Batman? The Batman dude was getting around?
Yeah.
There's a bit of a loose operator.
Yeah. Yeah. Might be in jail, but we're still
talking. Oh, Spider-Man in Croydon Hills. Thanks, Kirsty. Az from Werribee. Hey, Az.
Oh, hi. How you going?
Good, right. Az. Who's a local legend we should know about?
Well, Beth might know about this one. So we're a Blues family through and through, and there is a Blues supporter that gets around at the games with a white bunny on his shoulder. So he's just walking around the games, and we don't know his name, but we know the bunny's name is Bianca.
Gee,
gets around the footy with a bunny on his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
That's right. And he's there at every game.
Mm.
He's there at every game. He walks around the outside of the stadium. We thought it was a bit of a practical joke at Easter and that he might have just gotten the bunny out at Easter time, but no, he's there week after week.
So what, in the stadium or outside?
No, outside.
It doesn't go in with the bunny. He should go to Fitzroy or Collingwood and hang out with Carrot Man.
Yeah.
This is fascinating. I love this. We've got real characters around Melbourne. Thanks, Az. Lisa in Beaconsfield.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Lise. Who's a legend around Beaconsfield?
Well, he's not actually in Beaconsfield. He's up in Belgrave, and there's a guy that's been walking around for years dressed as a wizard.
I've heard of this dude.
Yeah, he dresses like a cloak, and he's got a stick with like a ball on the top that he's created. And
he gets around Alinda and stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He wanders
Sassafras
around
and
Belgrave.
That.
Yeah, yeah, all around those areas. You'll just see him pop up.
It's quite scary.
Yeah, he's quite bizarre. He doesn't actually talk to anybody. He just walks along the highways.
We've been inundated, actually. It's funny you mentioned this, Lisa. So many calls have apparently come through about the Wizard of Belgrave.
Have we checked? Because you said years. Like, is he a wizard? He could just be a wizard. Nobody's checked.
Did
very
you
Australian.
Hear what you just said?
Nice costume, champ.
He doesn't speak to anyone. He just gets around. He hangs out in the woods and stuff. It's weird.
Well, hang on, Lise. Thank you for nominating the Wizard of Belgrave. Now, Kirsty in East Ringwood has actually talked to the Wizard. Are you there, Kirsty?
Yes, I am. Yeah. So I'm a community nurse, and I worked for years in the Yarra Ranges. So I have talked to him before. He does talk, but he is an absolute superstar. Wow. He's in his 90s, and he walks for kilometres from Belgrave South to Tacoma. He's amazing.
And he looks fantastic. We've just had a photo from on a Facebook page showing to us. They're impressive to walk with all those bells and jingly things
now,
on.
Kirsty, you say you're in community health. Does he drop off some sort of spells and potions and whatnot, things that can help people out? Because he looks like this man's got the goods.
He has got the goods. He has done little tarot readings and spells for people in shops before. So he is a legit wizard.
Legit wizard. I love that.
Wow. Love the Wizard of Belgrave. This has been really enlightening.
We should go track him down.
He's a legit wizard. Fifi, Fev and
Nick. A marriage therapist has come out and said there are 15 small but very significant things that every person should know about their partner 6 months into the relationship.
Wow.
So I'm going to put you boys to the test. Now, you're 18 years in, Fev.
Yeah.
And how many years have you and Luch been?
Almost eight.
Eight. So you should know the answers to these questions.
Sorry, I said that. It sounded like I was hurt, like almost eight.
At least you got over the seven year itch.
Yeah. Oh, is that a real thing? Year itch? Yeah,
7 years.
I thought it was a movie with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go. Can you answer these questions, Fev and Nick, about your partners? What is their favourite food?
Oh, well, hummus. Yeah.
Hummus?
I know, it's weird. Hummus. Yes. Yeah. Loves hummus. Honestly. We go through tubs of hummus.
Wow.
Yeah. Big old Yumi's tubs of hummus.
How good's Yumi's? Yeah. I'm with Luch on that.
Yeah.
I'd say Alex's favourite fruit's chocolate. Loves chocolate.
Good. That's there you go, boys. You're doing well. What are your partner's favourite TV shows?
Oh, Keeping Up the Kardashians.
Yep.
And Glee. It's really wrecking the algorithm.
Alex loves
on
Ozark.
Netflix.
She just finished and she was depressed last night.
Oh, the episode.
She was shattered.
Caught up.
No, because she's finished.
Oh.
Like, depressed. Like, she's like, I'm really sad it's over.
No, her Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is about to start.
Oh, yes. She loves that. Yeah, she's all over that.
What about favourite band?
Ooh.
Oh, band. God.
Oh, my wife, Paul Kelly and Bruce Springsteen.
Nice. Loves I like it.
Yeah.
Schnooksy's not really a music. We're not really a band. She loves Robbie Williams. That's her favourite.
There we go. Yeah. We'll take that. What will instantly make them laugh?
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah.
I love that.
Not every day.
No.
Not some weeks even.
Okay. Finally, what do they, if they are going to financially splurge on something, what would it be?
It'd be meals for Luch. Yeah, because when I say hummus, that's the thing that you'd eat the most, but Italian food.
Yeah.
Meals, shows, as in
I like that.
Musicals and stuff.
Alex doesn't really splurge too much. She leaves that up to me.
And you're nailing it.
And mine is on Ladbrokes. Now, she... Well, she doesn't really buy anything for herself. She does more for the kids. Like, she'll buy some good stuff for the kids. Maybe a holiday. She doesn't really splurge much, which is surprising. She did buy herself a big ring.
Didn't you buy that?
Yeah, but my money, but she... It's all our money, isn't it?
I trust Alex to pick that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? You did really well. Boys, I'm quite happy with that. I think your marriage is a rock solid. Well done. And you passed this test publicly.
Should have done some curly ones.
Well, there are a couple of curly ones in, but I'm looking after your wives.
No, give it. Give me one. Give me one. Go on.
What's a curly one? Not that one. Well, there's a couple of intimate ones that I just don't think are appropriate for the radio.
Go on, just do it. It's funny.
Okay.
TCLs, baby.
What do you know what gets them in the mood? In the mood for romance. There you go.
Just take my top off.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, I'm James Lake and this is the Fifi Fev and Nick Bulletin. Radio presenter Fifi Box found herself the centre of attention this week after a run-in at Sydney Airport.
Daisy's doing this thing at the moment. She's decided it's funny to run off on Mum because Mum freaks out.
Good game, because you have to chase her.
She does the turn and bolt. As I'm running after Daisy, there's a woman in front of me running. She's chasing my child.
Oh.
Next minute, she's launched forward and she's grabbed Daisy, which actually genuinely scared me. No, I've just gone, well, hey, it's all good. I've got her. No, you haven't.
Oh.
And I went, no, it's all good. I'm her mum. I'm here. She goes, well, you weren't here. Mm. And I've just grabbed Daisy off her and she's then walked off, just swearing her head off.
All right, kids, change your plans. We're going home in the back of the Jeep.
The latest trend on TikTok is people wearing their denim jeans in the shower to make them an easier fit, but not everyone is convinced.
Apparently, you wear them in the shower, so physically put them on, let them get wet on your body in the shower, and then let them dry on your body, and then they fit perfectly.
I vary between a 36, a 38, and a 40. It's weird. Sometimes I can get into a 36.
I don't think I wear jeans. I haven't worn my jeans.
I don't think I've ever seen you in jeans.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I might wear them tomorrow. I'll be in the shower for a few days.
With the borders open again, Australians are spending money more than ever on local tourism.
How was your weekend, Fee?
You went away. Went to Sydney. So we went to the Rocks, tried to teach the girls about the first settlement. They're not interested in history at all. So that didn't go down well. Waited an hour and 15 minutes for a Nutella crate.
Did you go to the zoo?
No.
That little picture that I saw with Trixie standing somewhere?
I think that was the Chinese Garden of Friendship.
Oh, did you find a friend?
No, I didn't find a friend. Yeah. Went with a friend. Went with a friend.
What else was on the crap tiki tour?
Marriage experts have claimed that cheating is no longer limited to interaction with another person, saying you can do just as much emotional damage simply by scrolling through Instagram.
Cheating online is now a thing. Social media has apparently been a game changer for infidelity. So if you like someone's photo,
could
be cheating.
No, it's not.
What do you think?
No, I don't think it's cheating. I'm not in a relationship, but
you like heaps of photos.
Oh, because you can see posts you've liked.
Yeah, you can see.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh,
look at her.
A man released from prison after 12 years has discussed his confusion readjusting to life with new technology that was introduced while he was behind bars.
He got picked up by his girlfriend. They've gone to the supermarket and then they've gone to pay and she's just gone. She just pulled out her phone and done the tap and go. Like, that wouldn't work. You'd go, what are you doing with your phone?
Yeah.
And then the whole Face ID. So that's sort of blew
your mind.
Uber Eats.
What else did he not know about?
Oh, he did Tinder. Like, just dating
He's with his girlfriend.
Well, I don't know why.
I've got to try the new technology badge,
And lastly, if you're sick of making boring chit-chat with your hairdresser, silent barbershops are starting to appear to eliminate the concept of boring small talk.
Hairdressing may be changing forever with the option of a silent salon.
I like it.
I thought you'd be a big chat.
You know, sometimes you might not want to chat. Sometimes I was getting my hair cut at Runway Room, so they're like, Alex's friends. Oh, I find that weird.
The snitches in there.
Yeah, like, what have you been up to? No, nothing.
What are you doing on the weekend? A few beers, go out with the boys to the library. Hold on.
That's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast from the Listener app. And as Fev always says,
I'd be a great turkey.